Hi everyone, and welcome to the MariaDB Dev Room at FOSDEM. My name is Robert, and I'm a server developer at the MariaDB Foundation. My talk today is basically a follow-up for my MariaDB Jupyter kernel presentation that I gave during the MariaDB Fest conference. You'll see here the main features in action, installation demos, and we will chat about the internals of the kernel. I'm happy to announce that our first beta release is out. It took a bit more than expected, but among other work in the foundation, we managed to keep a steady pace, and here we are. This release contains all the features we intended to have initially, and probably all the bugs we did not as well. But no worries, that's how all projects start. And also, we added some more features that seem natural to develop along the way. After the MariaDB Fest talk, we got our first community contributions, and that was an amazing feeling. I would like to thank Seth Shelnut from TileDB, who contributed several bug fixes and also automatic versioning based on setup tools, Mike Waterman for a code formatting patch, and Jeremy from shop.com, who gave me excellent feedback and described his planned use cases thoroughly. I'm really grateful. Thank you for this. In terms of the main features we have in this release, MariaDB Notebook behaves exactly like a normal MariaDB command line client with minor glitches here and there. We added magic commands that create different types of charts for the data of the last query, LS magic that acts as a list of available magics and also some usage information. We also provided the ability to pass a JSON configuration file to tweak some behaviors of the kernel, automatic detection of a running server, and the ability to start one if none is detected. And the last but not least, we added data frame-like rendering for tabular results. Let me show you some demos to see practically how to play around with the kernel. To install the kernel, you need to run pip install MariaDB kernel, like this. Installing. Pip is getting all the dependencies required. And it's done. Now we need to make the MariaDB kernel visible to Jupyter Lab. And we do this by running the install script like this. Yep, the kernel spec is installed. As you can see here, I already have Jupyter Lab installed on my computer. Here it is. Let's open it. Some logs here, and switching to the browser window. This is the main interface of Jupyter Lab, and here you have the MariaDB kernel. If you go on the small circle from the right, you can see kernel idling and typing a testing command. It works. And next, we will talk about running some live commands in a notebook. If you suffer from cold fingers like I do during live demos, the notebooks are a great tool to help you cope with this. You can still give the impression to the users that you didn't fake the results, but you also don't have to type live because you already have everything filled up. So let me walk you through this example notebook. We have a data set, a table called committers, that contains all the commits that happened in the MariaDB server repository between 2009 and 2019. And this table contains for each commit a timestamp, the name of the author, the organization email, how many files the user changed, how many lines the author added, and how many lines the author deleted. So we want to perform some queries and some analytics on this table. So here are the columns. We can execute this statement to get the table columns. And if we want to compute the top 10 individual committers for this time frame, this is a markdown cell. If you execute it, it will be displayed nicely like this. So to compute the top 10 individual committers, we select the name. We group by the name of the author, and we count the total commits in each group. We sum the total of files changed and the number of lines